Great Lakes governors and Canadian provincial leaders say the revised Annex 2001 implementing agreements are still a work in progress. But one key point is to ban large-scale water diversions out of the Great Lakes with limited exceptions. The exceptions include some diversions within the Great Lakes basin and to cities and counties that straddle the edge of the basin. But Sam Speck, who chairs a group that put together the new language, says the edge communities would have to meet strict requirements.
There would need to be a demonstration that there is no reasonable water supply alternative. After use, the water would need to be returned to the source watershed, and the exception could only be made if it is shown that the integrity of the ecosystem would not be threatened.
Speck also says any single Great Lakes state could veto such a withdrawal. Environmental groups generally praise the revised language, but want some things tightened. Emily Green of the Sierra Club is especially concerned about the exception for counties that straddle the Great Lakes Basin.
We would strongly prefer that the ban be really based on the ecological protection of the Great Lakes and on hydrologic boundaries, not political boundaries.
In Wisconsin, Waukesha County straddles the Great Lakes Basin for flow of surface waters, but the city of Waukesha says it only does so for groundwater. City Water Utility General Manager Dan Dukniak says he's still reviewing the latest proposal.
But we are continuing to explore all of our water supply options, including the Great Lakes option and shallow wells and wells to the west of Waukesha.
Dukniak says Waukesha is moving toward the tougher water conservation goals outlined in the new plan from the governor's group, goals that environmentalists say are still inadequate. The governors invite more comments from the public over the next 2 months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.